This is Passport to Texas. Late summer and early fall, newly hatched snakes are on the landscape. As fall progresses, they slither off to find a place to hibernate until warmer days arrive. Sometimes, however, those days come early, says state herpetologist Andy Glusenkamp.
We have a lot of variation in our weather this time of year, and so we may have a really hot sunny day in the middle of a long cool spell. Snakes that picked a poor place to hibernate can get warmed up and woken up on those warm days, and then people will find a snake wandering around in November that should be long to bed.
Most snakes are non-venomous and beneficial overall, and we should learn to coexist with them. Yet, if you want to keep them from relocating in or under your home, consider the following.
I tell people if they're concerned about snakes in and around and under their house that they need to get out now while the weather's comfortable and screen those access areas. So screen around the porch, screen those crawl spaces underneath the house. Use whatever sort of mechanical approach you need to exclude wildlife.
Thanks, Andy. We love having that information. And you can learn about the snakes of Texas when you visit the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. Well, that's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. Funding provided in part by Ram Trucks. Guts, glory, Ram. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.